Federal stimulus money for Massachusetts taxpayers has arrived or will be coming soon. It depends on income, but most people can expect $1,200 as part of one of the coronavirus relief measures approved by Congress. WBUR asked you how you plan to spend that money, and as WBUR's Zininjor and Wameka found out, plenty of people are just trying to make ends meet. Others plan on giving back.
For many people, when the federal relief money hit their bank account, it was all about bills, bills, bills.
I had a $500 propane bill. I had an electric bill. I had a car insurance bill, a health insurance bill. Did I mention the cell phone bill?
Lisa Cutler is a jeweler who sells her goods at craft fairs throughout New England. Many of those events have been canceled because of the pandemic. But not her bills.
The money was spent before the ink dried on the check. That $1,200 didn't even cover it. But it was like, okay, I can make a dent in these. And, you know, thanks. When's the next one coming?
Workers who don't know when their next paycheck is coming are thinking about future expenses, too.
My name's Colette Cipollo. I live in Gloucester. Because I'm a massage therapist, and I think it will be one of the last businesses that will not only be open back up, but really make a comeback, I plan on just putting it aside for my next quarter's real estate taxes because I don't know how long it will be before I'm working again.
The federal relief money is meant to help alleviate at least some of the pain of the pandemic. Some people who aren't experiencing pain are donating their money.
I don't really need it, and I fortunately still have my job and it pays well, so I don't really consider myself someone who needs some of the relief fund.
Spencer Dewar is a healthcare IT consultant in Somerville. He says he has a higher income level and received just over $300 in federal relief.
And I actually just donated it all to the Somerville Cares Fund. And they'll be giving money to people based on those most in need.
And that can be good for the economy. Northeastern professor and economist Alicia Sasser Modestino says charity is a good thing for the economy as long as the money gets to people who will spend it. She says right now the economy is basically in a coma and people spending money will help keep things afloat while we fight off this virus and can safely reopen.
Because right now the goal is for us to increase spending because every payment, again, is somebody else's income. And if people feel like they do not need that stimulus money and that they can pass it on to somebody who does need it and who is going to spend it, that is all the better.
The coronavirus pandemic has shown there are many needs, particularly in communities where the virus has had a disproportionate impact. Because of that, third-year medical student Melanie Fritz gave her money to Boston Healthcare for the Homeless and Cosecha, Massachusetts, a mutual aid fund for immigrants.
Well, it would be great to put that money into my student loans. I'm hearing a lot about how COVID is exacerbating existing racial and social disparities to a really, really horrifying degree. And so I figured that what feels like a nice bonus to me could fill a much greater and more immediate need for somebody else.
There are many people who aren't eligible to get the federal relief money, including some immigrants. That was on the minds of Irwin and Paula Nesoff, two retirees in Hull.
And one of the neighborhoods that we heard a lot about was Chelsea and how devastating it has been on that community. And we found out about the One Chelsea Fund, so we've given money to the One Chelsea Fund.
The One Chelsea Fund provides aid to residents of the hardest hit city in Massachusetts.
We also gave money to the Mass Undocu Fund, which distributes money to undocumented people, gives them direct cash benefits.
Many people who are donating their relief money feel like they can manage during the pandemic. But as more layoffs happen, even people who are working are feeling nervous about the future. So they're saving for a rainy day, which could come sooner rather than later. Michelle Mulkern helps coordinate grant proposals at Worcester Polytechnic Institute.
You know, I am still working, but who knows if the climate's going to change in a couple months and I'm going to be on reduced hours or, you know, something happens and whatever, I end up needing that money. So I kind of like split the difference between my anxiety and donated half of it and then saved the other half.
With so much anxiety and uncertainty about the economy, many people say they're doing what they can to find some relief. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor Enwemeka.